Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
It's John and Lance.
Got weird hair.
Oh! Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Come on, who wants to get in? 713-780-3776. It's basically a holiday. These two shows are basically holiday shows. All right, Raheel is here. There's no... we can't be serious.
No, it's always up. It's always a holiday show when we do
it. It's always.
Every single day.
Every day was
a holiday
show.
That's why we loved it.
Right.
Thanksgiving week. What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
Here. My sister-in-law's. JT is here. Her son, my sister, my nephew, and his wife and baby are here. So,
nice.
Yeah, we'll have a nice day.
That's
we'll
good. Nice.
And you?
We are heading up to San Antonio this year.
You are?
Yeah. We do a big thing every year.
All people
cousins,
celebrate Thanksgiving?
We do celebrate Thanksgiving. Yeah. It's not a religious holiday.
Wow.
You people.
I mean, you people. I mean, wow.
Finish your thought.
Anything gonna, else you want to add?
Are you going to serve couscous? Do it now. Just get it out of your system.
Yeah.
What is traditional fare for you people on Thanksgiving?
For you people again, huh?
Couscous stuffed turkey.
Couscous infused turkey.
Yeah. So we meet up, like all of my extended cousins from across the nation will all meet up once a year, guaranteed. Mm. Except my sister's not coming this year, my oldest sister from Toronto.
Is that the one
the dumb one?
The dumb one.
Yeah. Oh, we're still doing
too. It's facts are facts.
All right. It's pretty well known.
Yeah, I mean,
this is the dumb one.
He's been calling her dumb for over a decade.
She's the dumb one. So one time she was here visiting, and she's like, hey, can you drop me to the airport? Of course. I love dropping people to the airport. I get an hour away, drive back. It's my time, right? It's great. So I'm like, yeah, of course. I'll drop you. Get to Hobby Airport. I'm like, hey, you're on time. Got an hour. You're set. Everything's good. She looks at her ticket, and she goes, oh, it's at Bush Airport. True story. So we have to rush to Bush Airport. Got her in time, by the way. I got her there.
Nice.
Yeah, I got her there. She was good because I didn't want to spend another day with her.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to haul here.
Reschedule that flight. No. That means you got to spend another night at my house.
Yep. No. Go home. Go back to your husband.
Yeah.
And call it a dumb one. Mm.
She's smart.
She's a very smart person.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Not street smart. Book smart.
Yeah, book smart. It's different.
But yeah,
it's
all
relative, so right? In the Asian community.
You mean she's like smart?
Is she Asian smart or
Asian.
Smart?
Right, no,
right.
Southeast
yeah, exactly.
Asian. She's
yeah.
Southeast Asian, dumb, but smart for the
relative to us.
Okay, yeah.
She's really
she's
smart.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Right, I'm not South Asian smart. That's why I'm doing
doing. That's why you're here.
Yeah.
That's why you're here. Right.
And then in the general scheme, I'm not smart either. So double whammy.
Right.
So yeah,
so
we're all
at
meeting
the UT,
up.
So.
Yeah, we're all meeting up in San Antonio. Be good.
Yeah,
it's gonna be a fun time.
That'll be fun. You're gonna have a great time.
I can't wait. It, seriously,
you're not drinking or doing anything. I don't know what kind of fun you're gonna
have. A big
couscous.
Yeah, couscous competition.
You would think at some point he would have learned a different dish to add to
no.
it. But no, it's always
and hummus or
some
something.
Variety of something.
Hummus.
Yeah.
Hummus.
Yeah. You're going to have hummus?
No,
probably?
I don't think so.
Quinoa
no.
you can lean into because he actually has at a time. I don't know if he still does. He was big into quinoa.
Still do some ancient grains.
Yeah, ancient grains,
you
used to call it. Yeah.
Some quinoa?
Quinoa, of course.
Yeah.
Some brown rice.
Yeah, I mean, do you like have turkey or?
Yes, we have turkey.
You do.
Are you a sweet potato casserole guy?
I'm curious.
Guy?
What meat do you think we have? Go ahead. I'm
gonna he's going to go, well, the cow is sacred.
You guys can't eat cows,
I knew
right?
it. I said he's going to say the cow is sacred. I just
play
said
the
that.
Hits, baby. Play yeah. the hits.
He's not Indian. In fact, he has issues from what we remember.
Yeah. His wife.
Half.
Half.
Half trickster, yeah, I believe trickster. Is her nickname.
She's half.
Yeah.
Not full.
So you have.
She's not. Oh, I thought she was full.
I married the good half. And got the bad half.
Yes. That okay. came along with it. The bad half, yes.
Right, right, right.
You can guess what the bad half is.
Right, right. I don't want to guess what bad half of his
well,
wife is.
She's half Pakistani, half Indian. What do you think the bad half is, according to Raheel?
Yeah.
In our current climate, both are bad.
Well, so there it is.
So when you guys go, I mean, is she allowed in Pakistan?
Yeah, she's allowed in Pakistan.
She is?
Yeah, because she was born in Pakistan. But her family's originally from India. So she's allowed there. But when we try to go to India, because I was born in Pakistan and I don't have Indian roots, I can't go to India.
You can't go to India.
No, we couldn't. I couldn't get a
How
visa.
How could they tell that you weren't Indian?
I don't know. That's I was like.
What do you mean? Yeah. How could they tell? You don't think they have records?
Well, no, but they, just looking was, at them.
Well,
they didn't have records.
So I mean, how do they keep you
I mean,
out?
I don't know. I don't understand know. Why y'all hate each other. I just don't get it.
I mean, it's a long,
you like the Cowboys?
It's a long-standing feud, yes.
Yeah.
You like Dallas fans?
Yeah, I love Dallas fans.
No, you don't.
Yes.
No, you
don't. Stop lying. Stop. For you.
Hey,
stop
what
lying.
Time are we doing Throw Shade
It's up to
Tuesday?
You.
Let's throw, you
we
throw
can have
make
John sense? Continue to skirt the line of offensive or not offensive, yeah. or just do Throw Shade at some point.
Rockets
what do you want to do?
Rockets won last night.
What are you skirting? I'm sorry. Was I skirting?
No, he was not skirting.
I mean, you were stomping all over it. But
I didn't mean to skirt.
You were stomping. You're like
if somebody
Rick James
complains,
on a couch.
If somebody complains, like, you guys were so offensive, got hacked.
We did get hacked.
I know. So
That's
you
what
have,
we do now.
You all literally have a built-in excuse now.
We
got hacked, bro.
We got
There's
hacked.
Video,
hacked.
Too.
Yeah.
Hacked. Yeah. AI.
Okay.
AI.
Yeah.
What's that, 8:45? Y'all want to do it?
It's fine with me.
8:45. Throw some, make some shade.
Yeah. If you don't know what that is. Whatever anger you have in your heart.
For someone you know or someone you don't know.
Anything. Let it out.
Whatever
Let's throw
it is.
Some shade.
You let some hate out.
I throw some makes. That's my
favorite. I'm throw some make some shade.
I'm not quite sure about that one now.
It's Why? Totally fine in 2025.
Well, yeah. And 2021, it was probably.
It was not allowed.
But 2025, we're back.
We're back, baby.
We can do that.
We can do that again.
Yeah.
Come on, Piggy.
Are you kidding me? If that's offensive
Shh,
to Piggy. Shut up, Piggy.
Piggy.
We're back.
Shut up.
That's what you. That's what you're gonna say to La Raza next time
oh
he calls you.
Oh my God! Don't say that.
No, his
that's
name.
That's my
is
friend.
Not, no, I'm not gonna call him Piggy. I call him El Gordo.
No.
Well,
that's ugly.
It's not great either.
No.
All right. So 8:45.
You need to call in and throw some shade at this one over here. Okay. Yeah. At his people.
He doesn't represent. Every
but make sure
pack
the shade.
Person.
Make sure the shade is short because he will run out of breath.
Oh my God! Okay, that's all. That's all.
And you said you were sending him messages of help. This doesn't sound like help to me.
Hey, sometimes you do it
yeah.
from an earnest place, and sometimes you just have to make fun of him. Like you got old school bullying.
Well,
you
got to
bully.
Like.
You got to bully him into
Porky,
weight loss.
Hog, fat ass, double wide, wow. butterball.
No, that's what you're doing.
Do that. Dale, play that.
That's
me.
What you're doing, though.
That's what you are doing. You're bullying right now. You are. All right.
Maybe he doesn't respond to that type of criticism.
And I'll try the next way.
What's the next way?
Coming up behind him and stabbing him with Ozempic.
Forcibly giving him Ozempic?
Wow.
Is that how it's done?
I'm sorry, but Irv, call in. Punch him in the face. Hey,
Raheel's gonna say, "If you better hit me with the first one, because he's gonna run out of stamina."
So hey, this Friday is the big game, right? But it's also Black Friday at Texas Card House, where on Black Friday, $100,000 tournament, one day tournament, $100,000 tournament, just $400 to buy in, and $100,000 is on the line. I'm telling you, I don't know that they're going to make that back. I don't think they're going to get it. So here's the deal is that the players win. The players win because if there's less than, you know, if they don't hit 100,000, okay, then your money is gold, okay? You are making out. Here's the deal. Texas Card House has games every single day.
Let's see. Today is Tuesday, right? So they've got a 6 p.m. $5,000 guarantee, only $80 buy-in. They got a 6 p.m. It's awesome. It just doesn't get any better. So you're looking for the best way to have some fun tomorrow, a 26 o'clock, a $25 buy-in with $2,000 guaranteed. $2,000 guaranteed and only cost you $25 to get in. This is ridiculous. Texas Card House is giving away money, and you can take advantage. Now, if you can't get away because family, what knows, family is there, well, you got Hijack Poker. You can play on your phone at home. Nobody will know, okay? You're playing poker in a tournament against people from Texas. You can go to Texas Card House and make your deposit or your withdrawals, and that's so much better because it's in a lot of these poker sites, it's difficult to get your money out, get the money in and out. As a matter of fact, you can go just go drop off cash at Texas Card House, either location, and play Hijack Poker. You're looking for the best way to have some fun. Poker is the best poker in the city of Houston. It's not even arguable. Texas Card House. Go look at TexasCardHouse.com, TexasCardHouse.com.
ESPN 97.5. John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776, the number to get in with us. Dell, a couple of things we kind of mentioned. CJ's still in concussion protocol.
Him and Jalen Petrie.
Yeah, he and Petrie.
Okay, but yesterday Joe said that Aaron Wilson was saying that there is a chance CJ plays, but based on what D'Amico was saying...
Well, I mean, he could be out any day.
Yeah, there's something about they have to go through like a kind of a simulated type of practice thing. It's part of the steps, and once they do that, they should be fine. They weren't able to do that since... their last practice, I guess, on Wednesday they can do it. It's like simulated full contacts. Of course, nobody gets hit in practice. So I think that's the final step. They just haven't been able to do it because Monday's not a day for that, and today won't be a day for that. Okay. So I think it's Wednesday. If they can do that, then he can progress out of protocol.
Yeah. And be able to play. There's no question he's playing, right?
I hope so.
I mean, if he's not
the biggest game of the season,
if he's not,
I mean, he was on the sideline for this game.
If he's not experiencing symptoms, and of course he was on the practice field last week, I think it's just a matter of timing and the lack of being able to practice.
I would have thought he'd have some shades on. I would have thought he'd have some sunglasses on because the bright lights they affect your concussion.
Make some shade.
Yes, he needed some shade.
You're saying he needs to play it off better or legit?
Legit. I mean, if he can be out there at the game with that noise and the stadium and the... He was just fine listening to the plays and in the locker room with the screaming and the lights and everything. What?
I think it's just logistics. He's got one more step to get through a practice, liability, and I think he'll be fine. Mm-hmm. Like, get through this practice, fine, and I think it seems like then you get out of protocol.
He'll be there.
As somebody who's just been a fan of the Texans the last couple of seasons, I want to ask y'all a question. I find it, like, as a fan, when I'm consuming all of the sports radio, Twitter, there's this sense of it's weird that you like the Texans. Like, I don't think you do it. I don't think Lance does it. Dell sometimes will take shots at Texans fans.
How so? Which shots do I take? Since you're slandering me, so which shots do I take?
Some radio hosts and personalities on Twitter, it's almost like you're a dweeb if you like the Texans. Do y'all get that sense? It's such a strange thing that we do in the city.
Well, dweeb is tough. Maybe people take issue with an excitement level that maybe they think doesn't represent what this team is actually capable of. I don't know, but I understand fandom. If you want to root for your team, cool. I don't really take issue with the common fan. I am bothered by Texans content creators.
Which one? Or how so?
Like, generally speaking, when it's like, some of it I feel like it's a grift. And I understand that's how you're making some of your money online, but some of that I'm bothered by, but not the general fan who loves their team.
I'm telling you, just as a general fan, when I talk to people or when I'm like trying to get excited about the team, I feel almost attacked for liking the team. And I think this is the only city that does it with an NFL franchise. Mm. It's one of the strangest things. I don't know why. And I don't know. It's because of relationship that the Texans have with the city, or if your station doesn't carry the Texans, you almost want to make fun of them. But it's one of the weirdest things. Like when I'm traveling for work and I'm in New Orleans, Dallas, Denver, right? Other NFL cities that don't have the best teams sometimes. Denver's playing better this year. Dallas, not so much. New Orleans, not so much. Fans are still excited. Fans are still rooting for their team, and they're not getting made fun of. They're like, Houston's the only city that I've been, and Chicago as well. I was in Chicago recently, and they're playing better, but going into the offseason, or going into the season.
Well, everybody is a Bears fan there, though. Everybody. Here, we're more of a melting pot. We have so many different fandoms. I mean, in Chicago, fans, it is the Bears.
Yeah, but being a Texans fan, do you catch that vibe sometimes?
No.
Like, will you get made fun of?
Well, I find it odd anyone wearing Texan gear.
Why?
Because
they're not cool.
So,
and the colors? What's the issue?
So not cool. Astros gear is cool.
Because they win?
Well, but even the colors and everything.
Orange and blue.
The red?
You don't see. I see more Rockets black and gray than I see red.
It's cool to be a Rockets fan because of Kevin Durant right now.
But I don't see as much red.
There should be something about the Texans. Like, this is your NFL team.
I know,
are the Texans considered corny?
It's still not cool.
Are they corny? Is that what it is?
Being cool. This is your NFL team.
Is that what they're considered?
See, you guys are doing this to me. Y'all are making me feel bad for liking the Texans. As a fan, I like wearing – I'll wear the red.
I'm a fan. I'm a fan of the Texans.
I'm a fan of different teams. I don't wear their colors.
I don't wear their colors.
It's not that. I'm asking you. Is the perception that the Texans are kind of corny? I don't know, because you're saying you get made fun of by being a fan of the team. Do people look at you and go, that corny ass team, you root for them? I don't know. I don't get it. I don't see that, what you're saying.
Yeah, I see it all the time. Like when I'm talking to people, if I'm listening to radio, and that's the feeling I get just being a casual fan, not working in the industry anymore, just somebody who on Sundays is excited to watch the team. And it wasn't exciting to start the season. It wasn't fun. But I still was rooting for them to win. And it's almost like, no. And like the sense I get is like, no one even cares about the Texans. Yes, they do. People care.
Maybe the perception.
Oh, yeah. I disagree with that. I think people care quite a bit.
Yeah,
I think the slow start doesn't help.
I
think they're corny. I think that's
Is that what it is?
The all red with the candy paint uniform. I put this on X. I think it's a top five Houston uniform. It looks fantastic. It looks great.
The reds?
The all reds with the candy paint helmets. That captures the city's culture. That's great. Like, I really enjoyed it. I'm not being sarcastic.
I think I can't, I can't trust you.
You can't take him seriously.
I'm being dead serious.
He did put it in our group chat.
Or
you tweeted it.
I tweeted it. Yeah, I think it looks
great.
He put
it out there. So.
That should be the everyday uniform.
I agree. The red, white, and blue is terrible. It's just awful.
The all whites are cool every once in a while.
So freaking corny from the get-go.
I think
so. Red, white, and blue. And first the logo.
And the name's not great.
Liberty White, Deep Steel Blue, and Battle Red. Come on.
Texans of all names.
Is that Irv?
I don't know, but the person called in is Gordo.
It's Gordo. Okay, let's go to the phone. Gordo is here. Hey, Gordo.
Gordo.
Hey guys, long time caller, first time listener. How you doing?
Hey, what's up, Irv?
¿Qué pasó, mijo?
Hey, Joe. First of all, I appreciate me, aka El Gordo. I love that. How you put that out there. I do appreciate it, though, Ray. Thank you.
Yeah, I got you.
And honestly, but I had two serious questions. This Colts game. Is it the downfall of the Colts or is the uprise of the Texans? Because I feel like, when we saw with Kansas City that game, I was just like, they did beat them by 3 points, and Daniel Jones still was playing good. But this defense, what they showed us on Thursday, they could go up against any offense and, probably just dominate them. And also I had, another question. Hey, Raheel, you're the NFL analyst, right, of this station, right?
Yeah, I'm the lead NFL analyst for the station.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. I have two gentlemen, and one's Luke and one's Noah. One plays for Eastern Michigan. I think he's a linebacker, and the other one's a Pittsburgh State Gorilla.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You want to just take a take on them because I know the draft's coming up, so I wanted to see what your take is on them.
Yeah, Luke Wallace, the outside linebacker, quick feet.
I think terrible his name starts with a K, right?
Which guy?
Right, Irv? It starts with a. Does his name start with a K?
Yeah, Luke. I forgot.
I think it starts with an N.
I'm not saying it.
Why not? Why won't you say it?
Why aren't you saying it?
I don't want. I just call him Luke Wallace.
We set it up well. No, when we got hacked, we were saying it a bunch. I think.
Is that what happened? Yeah. I didn't hear any of the audio.
We got hacked. Yeah.
By the way, that was a lot of headlines for ESPN.
I know we got a lot of headlines.
People know now.
People know about us. People like us.
Great.
Some people like us now.
Hey, and by the way, did y'all hear Al Gore? Though he was thankful that I'm calling him out that he's gotten big.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he said thank
you. You're an ugly person. Okay. I mean, Irv is a good friend of the show. Here
is
you
Irv
are.
Still
name
there?
Calling?
Yes.
Name calling.
Irv. Are you going to lose weight?
Yes, I will. But last year, John called me, I think it was Lance. He thought I was a Samoan for some reason.
You do look like you're part
of
the bloodline.
Well, you had your hair going crazy, remember? Yeah. You were doing some crazy stuff with your hair. Yeah.
Yeah, because I could grow it, Johnny. Remember, I don't need no Doc Limbio or anybody like that.
I get that. You can grow it, and you did.
Natural.
And it was crazy. It was Samoan. I thought for sure you had some Samoan in you.
Got a lot
because
of nutrients.
Because of the hair exclusively?
Yeah.
Just because of the hair?
Just because of the hair.
He does. So, yeah, I see the Samoan thing.
So if he was
thinner, might be Honduran. I don't know.
He's not.
But he's...
What's your thing about calling everyone who's brown Honduran now? Sam got called
you
Honduran.
You think we're all Dubon.
It's true. He's got Dubon on the brain.
Do you miss Dubon? Are you sad he's leaving?
I miss Dubon.
Could be Honduran. No one knows. You don't know.
Just because he misses Dubon?
You don't know where his family came from?
He has said before.
Gordo, where's your family from?
From Honduras.
He's lying.
All right, how much weight are you going to lose in the first 3 months of next year? He said he's going to start in December, but it's going to start in January. I know he's lazy.
You're probably right, because December is really going to be a difficult time.
I know.
I'm hoping to at least lose a good 20 to 40 pounds.
In 3 months?
That's a big range. Can we get a little bit more dialed in?
Maybe just say 20.
Just say 20, yeah.
That's fine.
All right, 20 pounds.
Yeah, 20 or 40. Nah,
20 or 40.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, 20 to 40, hopefully.
By the end of March.
Yeah.
Say 20. It's fine. Just 20 is fine. That's a great...
I'm concerned about his health.
No, his health, he's fine.
He's not.
He's healthy. A lot of people say, well, he's healthy. Look how healthy he is. That's healthy.
Well, I mean, with a sponsor like Taqueria and Ronda's, I'm always going to be at the restaurants. I mean, Jesus.
Yeah, you've been there a lot.
Nick's Place? What you going to eat at Nick's Place?
Nick's Place?
Everything?
Yeah.
Everything?
What's wrong with you?
Reheal. I mean, you're what a helping. Bad person.
It's not constructive what you're doing.
No. You're a bad person.
We're so back. It's crazy.
Oh, my God. Look at
that. I'm from Honduras, too, so it doesn't offend us.
This is Ag Week. We're doing the yell. I mean, the yell is going to be huge.
Yeah.
We're going to go back and forth.
Whoop. Shifting.
Yeah, we're going to do that. Irv, who you got? Aggies or Longhorns?
He hung up.
I got the Aggies.
What?
You what?
Get out of here.
Got the Aggies.
I got the Aggies.
Attaboy.
Goodbye.
We're the station for the Aggies. He just cares about us. That's all.
Goodbye.
That's all. Thanks, Irv. We appreciate it. And we apologize for Raheel. Okay? We apologize for him. 703-780-3776. Basically a holiday show. Oh, in 10 minutes or so, we are playing Throw Some, Make Some Shade right here. So get your shade ready. Let's throw some shade.
We're gonna
not yet. Not yet.
I'm just giving people a little taste.
Okay. You don't want premature
shade. That's what you remember that? Some people want us to play the game show Sweeping the Nation. But
Get your hate out. This is your time. Everyone's
maybe
so
tomorrow
positive.
We'll play the game show Sweeping the Nation.
Oh, yeah, let's do it.
Does Wendy know maybe tomorrow's a thing?
Oh, she does not know about it.
Oh, man. We should try it.
Last night we went to family rental family.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the movie?
Oh, how was it? Brandon Fraser.
It was okay. Yeah, it was okay. It was okay. It was
you guys didn't go to Wicked?
I mean, it was
Wicked for good.
Wicked. No, we did not go to Wicked.
That's like a good blockbuster. That's a blockbuster.
Yeah. No thanks.
Wonder what's gonna happen in Wicked.
No one knows.
Pretty sure a witch is gonna die.
One witch is gonna be good, one is gonna be bad.
Yeah.
And one of them's gonna not be with us anymore.
And we're gonna break right now on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. Quick segment here, and then we'll make some shade on the other side. So get your shade ready at 713-780-3776. Let's get Keith in here. Hey, Keith, what's going on?
Hey, guys, love the show. Raheel, good to hear from you. Obviously, Raheel is filling in today, holiday show. Just want to get his thoughts on the Vanderbilt football. Called them this summer to go 10-2. They're 9-2 heading to Neyland Stadium against Tennessee. If Vanderbilt wins this game, do they deserve a shot at the college football playoff? And does Diego Pavia deserve to win the Heisman? What a prediction, what a year. John said I had no chance. They were projected 13th in the SEC, 5-win over-under on the year. They also thought Virginia Tech had a chance at them. What do you think about Vanderbilt at Tennessee for the chance at the college football playoff?
Man,
they were down 20-10 at half to Virginia Tech, so I did get half right, but they blew them out in the second half. John, if they beat Tennessee, do they get in?
If they beat Tennessee, I would like to see them in.
I would beat it. I don't want to see Pavia's mom.
Keith,
forget about Keith. Do we want to sit through the Pavia mom experience every time he makes a play?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
I want more Pavia.
It's better than especially a lot of moms.
Especially when she's with Theo Vaughn.
Yeah.
Did you see that video?
Yeah.
I like it. It's good content because I listen to Theo's podcast.
It's enough.
I want content.
Every play, every completion was a shot. I know it's Kentucky, so there's not a lot to talk about, but every time he made a play on Saturday, it was her. He asked about the Heisman. I don't think he's getting
He's not winning the Heisman.
He's not winning the
Heisman. Unfortunately, no.
I don't think beating Tennessee is going to get him the Heisman.
If Marcell has a huge game against Texas, is that enough to...
We'll also have the SEC title game.
And SEC title game? Or is it too... He's just playing too much catch-up right now.
I don't think he's playing catch-up.
No?
It's him, Mendoza, and Sain, right?
Yeah, but he's third on that list.
Well, if you beat Texas and then light up Georgia... I think you're winning the Heisman.
Because the top two guys will eliminate.
And you're undefeated.
Yeah. And you play if he plays well. I'm looking at right now. As a matter of fact, total touchdowns: Arch 31, Reed 31, passing yards: Arch 2763, Marcell 2752. Top 10 wins: Arch has 2, and Marcell has 1. Hey, listen. There is the fact that the Aggies could not have played a better SEC schedule. Mm-hmm.
It worked out.
You mean by easier?
I mean, yes.
But sometimes that happens.
It can't be easier. It cannot have been easier than what the Aggies have played. But they've taken care of their business, and that's all that counts.
Isn't that the cycle you always look at?
And And by the way, they're passing the eye test.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, South Carolina first half notwithstanding. Yeah. Right. I mean, but they were able to come back and win. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you have days like that. But, Arch was a huge bust early in the season. Arch has played really well.
The second half of the season, he's looked great.
He looked really good.
And he's making the throws are on time. Yeah. His receivers actually dropped a bunch of balls to start the
bunch
game this
balls.
Past week.
Yeah.
And yet, he still had one of the best games ever for a Texas quarterback.
Yep.
I get it against a down Arkansas team and all that. But he's been playing much better. The offensive line, give credit to them. They made adjustments up front. They've been giving him time to throw. They've been running the ball just a little bit better. Like
how many weeks
better.
Are we
not
removed?
A good running team.
How many weeks are we removed from the Georgia beatdown? How many weeks are we removed? Is that just two?
Yeah, there was.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
I mean, let's. Yeah. I get it. Great performance against Arkansas, but he played
better in that Georgia
game. I'm not saying he played poorly or bad, but I mean, we're 2 weeks removed from Georgia smacking them around in the fourth quarter.
They're not a playoff team. They're not.
I've been saying it all season long. They're not. Next year, all the hype that is going to be built around them will be worth it. Like they will be able to live up to it.
It'll be
this year, it was great. It was unwarranted.
Yeah.
It'll be great in 2026 as Sark is looking from Nashville at his team. Whoa. Looking at them. That's not going to happen. Desmond Howard said it might, so I just assumed.
If Desmond Howard said it, then it's gold.
Don't be surprised.
So if that happens, then if Texas is open, then Lane Kiffin should come to Texas.
Well, how long is he going to wait?
Wait until the NFL cycle?
All right, let's throw some, make some shade on the other side. 7137. You have somebody that needs to be thrown shade at. Okay, what did they do? They did something. You can explain it, and you can throw some, make some shade next, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776.
Houston's independent voice for sports, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. Let's go. Let's throw some, make some shade. 713-780-3776. Somebody did something. And you need to throw shade at them. What did they do? Let's throw some, make some shade. Someone was a little bit, no. You're a little out of line yourself.
Put them on blast. This is your time. Let the hate out.
Let the hate. Okay. And you can be a hater today.
Yeah.
All right.
This is your time. You ready now?
Let's throw some shade.
Yeah. Oh, that feels good. Yeah.
We haven't done, I mean, this is like old school. 713-780-3776. Adam wants to throw some shade. What do you say, Adam?
Hey, I want to throw some shade at the U of H kicker, man. He only had one job to do, and he had two opportunities to get it done, bro. Come on, get it together.
Wow. I'm throw some, make some shade.
Kicker for that kid.
Got it, man. That was...
that was...
There's nothing easy with college kickers.
No.
Right? It doesn't matter, but that felt pretty easy. Like, he's got this one. And sure enough.
Especially after he missed the first one.
Yeah.
It was like, all right, he's going to redeem. That one was even worse.
Redemption story.
That was even worse. 713-780-3776 is the number to throw some, make some shade. La Raza. It's a lot. La Raza? La Raza. Throw some, make some shade.
El Juanito G. Rajivito.
Cabecito. Para tres. Gentlemen, good morning.
Oh, man, it feels so good to be back, baby. Woo! Give a shout-out to all the gorditos out there. And here goes my shade. I got two shades, really. I want to throw shade at Lazy J for getting me chat banned online. Thank you, punk-ass bitch. And also, I want to throw some shade.
We're back.
Go ahead.
What's your second one?
Go ahead.
Love? What's your second one?
The second one, I want to throw the shade at the City of New York crane operator. Did y'all see that video of that barter party hanging on the bridge? Man, if I was that dude, I would quit my job, man. Make some shade.
Throw some, make some shade.
No, I didn't see that.
I didn't see it either.
Yeah. Hey, Irv, send it to me on Instagram.
Yeah.
I want to see what he's talking about. Because I want to throw some shade at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, look at that. Phone.
Now it's all lit up.
Yeah.
Longhorn Dimitri wants to throw some, make some shade. What do you say, Longhorn Dimitri?
Morning, guys. Nice to hear you, Rahil. I want to make some shade to these ugly transgender cheerleaders from the Aggies are to come to UT this weekend. I don't like it. I don't like it at all, and I'm not happy with it.
I'm throw some, make some shade.
They're not yell leaders.
I mean, I was a little nervous, and then he got me back.
Transgender.
I was a little nervous.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. I mean, this is the week to make some shade at the Aggies or the Longhorns, depending on, you know, which side you're rooting for. But yeah, let the hate out. This is the week.
Well, but
scoreboard,
you know,
already. Scoreboard.
Not, at least be a little accurate. They're not transgender.
They're men.
Ginger. I thought he said transgender.
No, he didn't say they went from brunettes to redheads. He didn't say transgender.
Oh, I thought he said transgender.
He said
transgender?
That's what Raheel believes he said.
That's what I heard.
Okay.
It's already on. The Aggies lost yesterday to the Longhorns.
It was volleyball.
Yeah, no, but it was SEC.
Rivalry
semifinals,
oh,
redemption,
oh, tournament.
Cared, except you and Hayden. Who's next? Brandon, throw some, make some shade.
I want to throw some shade at the Indianapolis Colts. They had one job to knock off the Chiefs, and they couldn't get it done.
Yeah.
I am able. Throw some, make some shade.
No, yeah. Nice job, Colts. Now we beat their – now go, let's go beat their ass. And we're one game back. Show them. That's what you get for not beating the Chiefs for us.
We're going to win the South, baby.
We are going to win the South. You know, yeah. Rain hail below. You're killing them.
You hover above, rain hail below. Killing them hogs real nice and slow. I'm Brett Myers going to throw that gas down around your knees. Put you on your ass. Yeah.
Rebels. Nestor, throw some, make
Nestor.
Some shit. What's up, Nestor?
Hey, what's up,
fellas? Hey.
Yeah, man, I want to throw some shade. I want to throw some shade real quick, man, because a while back I had said that I thought Kevin Durant was going to be a good fit for the Rockets, you know, in the fourth quarter and stuff like that. And my buddy Chris and Eddie were talking mess about that. They've been roasting me, said it was a bad deal. And then I went over yesterday to their house to watch the Rockets game. They didn't know I was coming. And when I get there, man, all they had on was Durant jerseys and socks. These dudes are tripping, man. I want to throw some shade. Make some shade.
Yeah.
KD bandwagon.
Now they're jumping on when they were making fun of you. I mean.
Well, hold on. Who pulls up to somebody's house unannounced to watch a game?
You just
surprise.
I'm here.
I don't have Peacock.
Maybe they're going to throw some shade at him. We didn't even, okay, we got our Durant jerseys on. We didn't even invite you over.
What do you do if your friend just comes unannounced to watch a Rockets game?
You let him in and you give him a Coors Light, okay?
Oh.
Yeah, that's what you do.
Yeah, I wouldn't open
it's the door. Holiday season.
I look at the Ring doorbell app and I'm like, what? What are you doing here? We're not home.
No.
I got to put some
friends
clothes
can
on.
Stop over.
No,
not really.
Yeah.
If you're a friend, you call ahead.
Del, I stop over at your house all
it's
the
not
time
true.
Just to hang out.
Yeah, it's not
me
true.
And you.
We're
just
not
to watch
friends,
games
first
together.
Off. I would never
We're
watch
besties.
A game with you. It'd
besties.
Be miserable
okay.
to watch a game with you.
All right.
Stay away from me is what I say.
Woods. Woods is here. Throw some, make some shade. Woods.
What's going on, fellas? Man, I want to throw some, make some shade at my fiance because she invited all of her family over to my house for Thanksgiving. Now I'll be dealing with about 45 Puerto Ricans who won't go to hell home.
Puerto Ricans.
Wow.
45 Puerto Ricans.
I am throw some, make some shade.
Wow.
I want to go to that.
You want to be at a place where people won't go home?
I want that. Wouldn't you have fun pulling up to a house of
45
Puerto Ricans? That would be a good Thanksgiving.
That would be.
You're speaking from lack of experience. Woods is telling you it's not a great time.
Well,
because
it's his house.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But if I'm just pulling up and being part of
and there's 45 Puerto Ricans?
Now there'd be 46.
And 47. Honorary gente.
Yeah, you could be Puerto Rican.
Puerto
too.
Rican?
Yeah, you could be Puerto Rican.
Turkish, Puerto Rican. There's a lot of things he can be.
Right. I mean. Do you carry your card with you all the time in case ICE pulls you over?
Legit, dude, yes.
Yes.
Yes. It's like funny.
That's not funny. That's a serious thing.
Absolutely.
I would if I were you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean.
When you pull up to the 45 Puerto Ricans, are you just mentioning Bad Bunny first? Like, love Bad Bunny. What's the opener there to let them know, like, I'm part of the culture?
Now you got to be.
I'm a Carlos Correa fan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dell, who's your opener?
I would say, hey, upside, inside out, I'm living La Vida Loca. Ricky Martin's my guy.
Ricky Martin?
Old school.
I thought he was Dominican.
I don't think Ricky Martin's Dominican.
Are you sure he's
Puerto Rican singer, songwriter, and actor, Ricky Martin. Wow. Yeah, I know.
Okay.
TRL days. I remember.
Nobody said Jennifer Lopez, by the way.
She's Jenny from the Block.
Yeah.
I assume New York more than Puerto Rican.
I just consider her. Is she Puerto Rican?
Yeah.
Oh, no one knew that. She might have been Honduran. You don't know.
I looked up famous Puerto Ricans. Jennifer Lopez is on there.
I know she's of Puerto Rican descent, but
We're not claiming.
Well, I can't claim one way or the other. I'm not Puerto Rican, but
now we are. We're invited to the 45.
Woods didn't invite us. He did not invite us.
By calling in, it's an invite.
Justin says transgender. He's
ginger.
He's a ginger.
Transgender. Yes.
Some damn racism here. SJ. Oh, is this SJ?
That's what it says.
SJ, make some shade.
Hello. Yes.
Hi.
Yes. Hi there.
You want to throw some shade?
Yes, this is SJ. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. Throw some shade.
So I wanted to throw some shade.
Okay.
Go ahead, throw it.
I want to throw some shade at my bitch-ass ex. Because he's a bitch. He fucking got.
Whoa! Too much shade. You got too much
girl.
I'm yeah. throw some,
I
make
felt
some
that
shade.
That could have been the end of that call at some point. Yeah. I felt at some point we would get there.
We got there.
I just assumed that was an error call, but that was not an error
call. It wasn't. I don't think so.
No, SJ is.
That's a new one.
That's new.
Hey. SJ, you just can't throw F bombs. I mean, you're throwing the B word around, but.
Well, I mean, we've done that before, but.
Yeah.
We want you to get aggressive.
But the
we
F-
want you to be in it, but.
SJ,
just,
you're welcome to call back at any point, but the
F
word.
F-bombs.
Yeah. No F bombs. We appreciate you, though.
Yeah. Any of the F bombs.
And your B ass boyfriend as well.
Yeah, poor. That dude is a B-A.
What did he do? Well, I can't.
That
ask.
Was Woods' fiance. She heard.
Well.
Bitch!
Well, she
Puerto Rican.
Something happened between those
two. A Latina. Fiery. If that was Woods' fiance.
Man. Hey, well, that dude.
That's the energy we need this week. That's the energy you need to take on Thanksgiving Day to your family.
And I just want to eat some yams and mac and cheese. I don't know if I want all that.
Here comes that BS Dell.
Hey, I'm just here.
I just flew in.
Dell, you didn't go out with any SJs, right?
No,
that's not you. That wasn't you.
No, because she would know beforehand. It's not a real relationship.
Y'all
don't worry about
it.
She would know not to call me a boyfriend.
You ain't never been called boyfriend.
Not by an SJ. Not by a woman who would call a radio show.
Psyche?
Daniel. <Yes. laughs> Daniel, throw some shade.
Yeah, I need to throw some shade at my wife for breaking her foot 2 days before Thanksgiving. Now I got a bunch of crap to take care of.
Oh, yeah. What happened?
You got to do all the crap shade. Now. Nice job, woman.
What happened? How did she break it?
She broke her foot.
Oh, man. She left. Or he left. Oh, that sucks.
It doesn't matter how she broke it. She broke it.
Who's going to make Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Him,
now
apparently.
He's got to do all the crap, all that?
I don't take the orders from the woman, by the way.
Yeah.
That's
and she's going to be ordering him around with
Raheel,
that foot in the air.
When your wife tells you to wash the dishes, now you know what to say.
I don't take no orders from no woman, by the way.
Yeah.
Don't.
By the way. Dave, throw some, make some shade.
Hey, good morning, guys. Glad to hear the segment back, even if it's for a short one. I want to throw some shade. This is an every year thing. I want to throw some shade at everybody who celebrates Christmas right after Halloween. Come on, man. Thanksgiving in between there. You don't get a plate. Throw some shade.
Yeah, throw some, make some shade.
My wife, you're throwing shade at my wife. She put up the lights right the day after Halloween.
Why?
Christmas lights.
Why?
I don't know.
Why? My neighbors started doing this too. They started putting up their decorations on the 1st of November.
Yeah.
What? You get ample time. You got a whole month with your decorations.
I know.
Why are we so eager to bring the Christmas lights and Mariah Carey into our life on November 1st?
What? Because Mariah Carey makes our life better.
When does Sonny start doing that?
They start in July. I'm not joking. They do Christmas in July. They'll take a break.
When do you put your lights up?
We put it up on the day after Thanksgiving. So we'll put it up on Black Friday.
Why do you put up Christmas lights? You don't celebrate Christmas.
Yeah, but the kids like it.
Wait, it's not what Christmas is about. It's the birth of our Lord and Savior.
It's the vibes for us. That's all it is. And isn't it for most people?
And the likelihood, well, technically,
isn't it for most
people? Even Christians?
Technically, was he born on Christmas Day?
Let's talk about the Christians.
Well, that's when we celebrate his birth.
I know, but it's unlikely.
Well, you should be celebrating.
Actually, that is like historically like Sunday or something.
Yeah.
You should be celebrating.
The day of the sun. So in order to, so that people, they would, that religion would join in, we put Christmas there.
Yeah.
You should be celebrating the teachings and the way Jesus lived all year long.
Right. Thank
you. But do you do that?
Yeah, no.
Oh, okay.
No, he drops.
A lot of Christians don't.
JFC's on us and and then I got to drop Allah's on him.
A lot of Christians don't.
You don't have to do any of that, by the way.
Well,
neither one of
he
you.
He doesn't need to do that.
Okay? Do you say JC?
He does.
Oh,
I never dude, say.
He's
I
know. One I'm of our prophets. Still one of my prophets.
That's true. It is acknowledged.
Yeah, we're kin.
Well, but you drop an F bomb in between there. Okay.
What?
Yeah.
JFC is what you
never.
Say.
Yes. Yes.
Jesus for Christ.
Wait.
For life.
Jesus for Christ.
I mean, no. Jesus,
blaspheming.
No. Yeah, he is blaspheming. And it pisses me off when he does it.
And that's why you have to respond
then
back.
Then I got
to
drop an Allah.
With your own sacrilegious stuff.
Allah on him.
That's very
You're
healthy.
You're not the bigger man.
No.
You don't turn
no,
the other cheek. You don't practice what you've been preached.
No. No. I gotta get back at it.
See, this segment with Father is bringing
TJ,
out a bad side of John right now.
No. I'm throwing shade at you.
Would Father TJ like the way you respond?
Probably
to
not,
no.
But no. Oh well.
No, oh well. Not oh well.
Oh well.
He's one of the higher-ups in your religion. What do you mean, oh well?
Yeah, you just threw some shade at Father TJ.
No, I didn't. I'm throwing shade at you. All right, 907. Are we a little bit behind on this break?
Quite a bit, actually.
All right, let's break. Let's break right here. Hey, nice job. Nice job. There's nobody on the road, and we had all that shade thrown.
Well, there are apparently 45 Puerto Ricans making their way to Wood's house. So. So somebody's on the road.
Well done, people. Well done. Take a break.
Listen to ESPN 97.5 and HD 97.9 HD2.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.